Reports from the Israeli occupied Golan Heights says a blast has killed at least one Israeli soldier and injured several others. Israeli security sources claim an explosive device was detonated against an Israeli army jeep patrolling in an area outside the town of Majdal Shams. Immediately after the blast, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tel Aviv would act forcefully to preserve Israel's security. He claimed that there has been an increasing number of operatives from Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah in the occupied Golan Heights. Israel occupied Syria's Golan Heights during the Six-Day War of 1967, when it also took control of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. The UN also regards the Golan Heights as occupied territory.